Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Turkish government has detained thousands of people, mostly from the armed services, in the wake of Friday's failed military coup that left nearly 300 dead and hundreds more wounded. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed a U.S.-based Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, of orchestrating the coup attempt. Mr. Erdogan said his government is requesting Gulen's extradition. Appearing on U.S. television on Sunday, Secretary of State John Kerry was asked if Gulen is complicit.
I have no knowledge, I have no evidence whatsoever at this point in time, but I talked with my foreign minister counterpart three times in the last day, and I urged him to compile the evidence that they have as rapidly as possible, provide it directly to us through the channels, and I pledged to him that according to our extradition treaty, according to our legal process and standards, we will immediately evaluate whether or not that evidence is sufficient to merit an extradition.
Gulen has denied any involvement in the coup attempt. Meanwhile, thousands of people attended funerals on Sunday in Istanbul and Ankara for those who were killed. Turkey also Sunday reopened its airspace to military aircraft, allowing the U.S.-led coalition to resume air operations against Islamic State militants. Prime Minister of Libya's unity government has appealed for that elusive unity in the embattled North African country. French press agency reports that Fayez al-Sarraj spoke a day after the U.N. hosted a meeting on creating a unified army. U.N. diplomat Martin Cobler said of Libya's problems are tied to security issues. This is VOA News.